Homer will soon join the list of U.S. cities making the switch to LED lights. Under a newly approved city ordinance, the Port and Harbor Department will outfit 7 high-mast poles around the Homer Harbor with high-brightness LEDs. Originally, the Port and Harbor Department had planned to install LEDs on a single pole as a test project, but the City Council voted down that ordinance in favor of an expanded project that will install lights on all 7 poles. The estimated price tag for the project is $180,000. Brian Hawkins is the port director for the City of Homer. Though the LED lights are expensive, he says they're worth the investment.
We think we're using about $66,000 worth of electricity last year, and these lights will use half that much, so we'll save $33,000. We will pay ourselves back for the investment in 4 years.
And that's not counting lower maintenance costs, says Hawkins. Traditional high-pressure sodium bulbs, like the ones currently used in the Homer Harbor, must be replaced every 2 to 5 years. Based on current estimates, the lifespan of an LED light bulb is about 15 to 20 years. Besides the cost savings, Hawkins says the brighter LED bulbs will help improve security in the harbor.
What we're actually doing is we're watching over hundreds of millions of dollars of public and private property there.
The ordinance approving the LED light project passed unanimously at the Homer City Council meeting on October 10th. But at least one outside group thinks Homer should proceed cautiously. Pete Strasser works with the International Dark Sky Association, a nonprofit based in Arizona. He's watched communities across the country make the move to LEDs. In foggy coastal environments, the glare from high-brightness LEDs can be a major issue, says Strasser.
One of the problems that people discover, usually to their chagrin, is that high-brightness white LEDs and fog or haze or snow puts out a tremendous amount of glare.
Because LEDs produce much more light than older technologies, light pollution is also a big concern.
The nighttime environment has never had the amount of light that's going to be thrown at it ever before.
To help avoid these issues, Homer Port and Harbor has proposed putting a shield around the new LEDs to direct light towards the ground. The shield looks like a baseball cap brim. But Strasser says a light shield alone won't fix the glare issue. One option to reduce glare is to select LED lights with an amber-colored coating.
That is the perfect locale for amber LEDs, and that would essentially be like putting out fog lights to illuminate the area instead of a high-brightness white. If they put in high-brightness white LEDs on those high masts, the glare would be unbelievable.
The Port and Harbor Department has not yet made a decision about what type of LED lights will be installed. Now that the City Council has approved the ordinance, City Manager Katie Kester will issue a formal request for proposals from interested companies. The installation of the new LED lights in the Homer Harbor could begin as early as spring 2017. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.